I'm Pete Sweeney with BJ Kissel with your Arrowhead update. Andy Reid updated us on Wednesday on some things that we need to know. Jeremy Maclin and Mike DeVito are currently undergoing concussion protocol, so we don't really know what will happen. I'm sure we'll be getting updates throughout the week. Also, Josh Malga and Dontari Poe return to practice, and that's going to be important to see how they do heading into the Steelers game. I know one thing that you wanted to focus on heading into this game was the defensive front of the Chiefs and their success without some of these injured players.
Yeah, I think a lot got lost in that the fact that the Chiefs didn't win the game. Everybody was frustrated about that, but there were some positives to take from this game, and look no further than what they were able to do against Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. Like, that guy's a future Hall of Famer. He's one of the best running backs currently in the NFL, and he has been for a while.
I think the average that it was 2.3 yards per carry, so that's pretty impressive. I know you get the loss, and especially with the circumstances, so disappointing, but just take one positive. That's an impressive thing to do against a guy of that magnitude.
Yeah, that 2.3 was the second lowest total of his career, dating all the way back to a game against the Packers back in 2009. So it was, like, historical what the Chiefs defense was able to do. And you think about that in terms of they didn't have Dontari Poe. Mike DeVito left early with a concussion injury. And then Josh Malga didn't play. So you had Ramique Wilson step up, Nick Williams step up. You had a lot of guys step up and play really, really well. We saw Allen Bailey, probably the best game of his career, and then Jay Howard. They talk about how deep they are, and they are a confident group. Now, you talk about the points that they've given up, that they're not without fault as far as areas that they need to improve. But when it comes to run defense, what they did against Adrian Peterson, it was really, really special.
Yeah, and I think it's something to build upon. You're going to need to, because Le'Veon Bell's now coming into Arrowhead Sunday, and that's going to be another huge challenge.
Yeah, they were able to find success against them last year. Had 20 carries for 63 yards. Obviously, it's a different personnel. There's some different guys, but they found success against them last year. They're going to have to find success. Anytime you talk to a defensive player, like, what's your goal going into the game, everyone's going to tell you to stop the run. That's just what you got to do. It sets up the passing game. When you talk about Kelvin Beachum, the left tackle being out, possibly going with Landry Jones at quarterback, you shut down the running game and put him in situations where everyone knows he's throwing at Arrowhead Stadium in that pass rush. I like our chances.
Landry Jones also, you can't really count out because he had the success last week against the Cardinals, though he had the two touchdowns. So this is a guy that showed in 1 week that he can perform. It's going to be a question as whether he can bring that to Arrowhead.
Yeah, and you look at situations in which quarterbacks step in and play. We've seen a Brandon Weeden in the Dallas Cowboys. Quarterbacks that weren't scheduled to start to step in and play really well because the defenses didn't necessarily scheme against them. The Chiefs, because Mike Tomlin came out and said Landry Jones is who they're game planning.
Kind of surprising that he did that, but in a way, because he gave it away what they're going to do, maybe.
Which is great, because we talked about it with the guys in the locker room on Wednesday, that they know who to game plan against. There's not a lot of tape on Landry Jones, but at least they know who they're going up against. The difference in preparing for Landry Jones is going to be different than it would be for Michael Vick. They've got different skill sets. Landry Jones is more of a statue, 6'4", 215, doesn't move around a whole lot. Michael Vick, even an older Michael Vick, can still move around pretty good. So there's two different situations there. I think they have a benefit by going out and game planning all week against Jones.
It's a good thing to hear. He's BJ Kissel. We'll provide you updates all week on Chiefs.com, so stick with us. It's been your Arrowhead update. I'm Pete Sweeney.
65 toss power trap.